In the gospel reading today, as we hear about this young man who comes to our blessed Lord, asking what he needs to do to be able to gain eternal life, the Lord basically tells him, follow the commandments. The man said, but I've done all that. What else do I need to do? And there's a very important point that is there, and it says, Jesus looked at him and loved him and said. So it wasn't just, well, I guess you could do this or that. It's like, no, out of charity for the soul of this man, out of true love for the person, the Lord looks at him and says, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor and then come follow me. And the man went away sad because he had many possessions. So we can look at ourselves and maybe that's not what God's going to tell you to do. But what would he say to you? In other words, look at your own life and ask, what is it that I am making so very important? For Americans, possessions are obviously a huge problem. But it could be all kinds of different things. And we just have to ask the question, if our Lord, who obviously loves you, if he were to look at me in love, what would he say to me? Now again, we'd like to romanticize that, and we'd like to say, oh, I just love you so much, and you're doing such a great job, and everything about you is so wonderful. Which he could have said about this young man as well. He could have said, praise the Lord, you followed all the commandments since you were a child. You are doing a great job. That's wonderful. If you're praying, you're receiving the sacraments, and you're trying to live a moral life, that's a clear sign you're on the right track. But our Lord didn't do that. What he was doing is actually giving the man what he needed to go deeper. Because the man asked him, what else do I need to do? So in other words, we could look at it and say, what's the minimum? Well, the minimum, as you know, is die in the state of sanctifying grace and you'll go to heaven. So then the minimum is what that stupid bumper sticker says, how much can I get away with and still go to heaven? I want to do as little as possible so that I can have the lowest place in heaven and love God as little as I can for the rest of eternity. What a sad reality. But if we're looking for as little as I can possibly do, that I can still get into heaven, well, that's how low the bar can be set. Just die in the state of sanctifying grace. But I would hope that each of us would say to the Lord, but what more can I do? What else is there? And that's the point that we have to look at and ask, what would Jesus say to us? If he were looking at us today with love, which is the only way he can look at us, what would he actually say to us? Again, each one of us might be a little different. Probably all of us, he would be able to say something about our materialism, but there may be some other particular point that he might make in your life because there is something that needs to be adjusted. The problem is we're attached to it. This young man, we know, was very much attached to his materialism, to his material goods. Maybe that's not the issue that you have, but maybe there's some other attachment in your life. Maybe there's something that you kind of know needs to change, but you really don't want it to because we like it too much. That's where we come into this point that's in the readings. Don't have any love for the world and the things of the world. Now, the difficulty there is St. John, who wrote this, also wrote the words, God so loved the world that he sent his only son. So if God loves the world, we're not supposed to. How does this work? It's the things of the world that St. John is talking about. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and all, you know, the carnal enticements, all the different things, all those things that the world offers that lead us away from God. That's where we have to be able to see that, yes, there are things that the world is offering. And if that was the case 2,000 years ago, what would be being said today? And I'm amazed when I walk down the drive down the street and I see people out walking. Quite honestly, I don't know how they're not crashing into anything, because they're all looking down and looking at their stupid phone. It's like, okay, the lust of the eyes, right there. It's not even necessarily looking at something filthy, but it's just a matter of, are we just trying to fill up the senses? We need more. And so what is it? As you look at those things, the things of the world, these things aren't necessarily bad in and of themselves. We can maybe assume that this young man who asked the question, if he's followed the commandments, he probably didn't have a bunch of stuff that would be offensive to God. He just had a bunch of stuff. And if we look at it that way, probably nothing in and of itself that was evil. The problem wasn't the things, the problem was the attachment to the things. Or just as we read in Scripture, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's not the money by itself, it's the love of money. And so there are so many things that are not evil in and of themselves. We can certainly use them for evil purposes, but things that maybe we get too attached to, things that we put too much focus on, things that we spend too much of our time, too much of our effort, whatever it may be. And so those are things all of us can look at. Bring it to prayer. I mean, you can go to prayer and ask the Lord point blank, what else do I need to do? And he'll let you know if you really want the answer. It's just like people when they get to the point where their big sins are all out of the way, and they're so used to looking at all these huge things that they now have to adjust to looking at smaller things. They're not used to that. And so they start to have to pray and say, Lord, show me. I know that I'm sinning, but I don't know what I'm doing. I don't see anything. Kind of humorous. We don't see anything. No sins in my life. Yeah, right. So we know that we're sinning, and yet at the same time, we don't know what it is. We have to be offending them. We're human. But I don't know what it is. Show me. And I always tell the people, if you really want to know, he'll show you, but you need to ask and you need to really want to see it. And the day will come, it may be a few months up the road, as you keep asking, because you have to really want it. Not kind of want it, not generally or mostly want it. You have to really want to see it. Just like this man could ask the question, yeah, that's nice, what else do I need? No, he didn't really want the answer. He didn't want it. He was asking the question sounding, he didn't really want to know. So you have to really want to know. And when you really want the answer, he'll show it to you. When it's that point of all of a sudden, you know, with the sins, it's like the floodgate opens and you just kind of get bowled over by all these things that you'd never even noticed, because they're small things, and maybe you were used to having these bigger things that were in the way. And now you got all these little ones that the Lord is showing you. It'd be the same kind of thing with this. What else do I need to do? He'll show you if you really want to see it. But that's the question. Do we really want it? So if you want to prepare yourself for that, start praying for detachment, for whatever it is that you need to be detached from, because you may not even realize what it is. You can just do that generically. At least you're starting to prepare your heart so the Lord can show that to you. Then when he does, it's not nearly as difficult to deal with. But it really comes down to that disposition. Obviously, if there's something sinful, the Lord's going to make it very clear right off the bat, whether we want to see it or not. But it's the smaller things that we have to really want. So if you want to grow in holiness, you got to get rid of the stuff that stands between you and God. And therefore, you have to really want it. Unfortunately, in our humanness, We tend to make some of these material things more important than God. Not that we would say that they're more important than God, but we just kind of make it that way. We get attached to them. So pray about that and really look seriously at that. First ask yourself, do I really want to know? If the Lord were to look at me with love, what would he say? Do I really want to hear it? And if you do, then learn from this young man, not from the fact that he didn't really want to hear it, but at least he had the courage to ask the question. That's what we need to learn. Go to prayer, ask the question. If you really want to see it, it may take asking the question time after time after time so that you really, really, really want to see it. And the Lord will show it to you. Prepare your heart, because it'll probably be something that you really prefer not to hear, but it'll be something very important, because he will say, you do this, and you've got treasure in heaven, then come follow me.